Have a question? Give us a call. 437-9898. It's the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay McCuller and Travis.
How's everybody doing today? It's we want to just give a little rundown. Again, we were talking to Randy Carson on the show just a minute ago. He owns Abilene Sale Barn here in Abilene, Texas. He's been there for over 50 years. Isn't that what he said?
50 years going to that spot.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's a long time.
Yep, he does a great job. He's a great guy, very well respected, and was the, not the farm family, the agricultural family award winner this year, which is a big deal. They don't just hand that out to anybody. You have to contribute to the agriculture community around here, and which he's done for 50 years. So a big shout out to Randy Carson. We always like to get him on and give it. He gives us the cattle report, and we just want to thank him a lot. Also, don't forget Turkey Creek Rodeo is starting their play day series June 9th next weekend. Turkey Creek Rodeo at gmail.com. They also have a Facebook page. Also, the food truck champion. You're going to the food truck championships of of the world?
No, the food truck championship of Texas. I don't know if you could classify it the world. It's a pretty good one, though. There's over 50 food trucks that are going to be at this food truck championship this Saturday in Graham, Texas. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the food trucks are going to be serving food. They're going to have a beer garden and a wine garden. That way, if you're hot and parched, you can go get some cool refreshments. They're also going to have an area for the kids to hang out. Also, that evening, they're going to have Turnpike Troubadours and Parker McCollum that are going to be playing in Graham, Texas. And it's going to be a lot of fun. This is the fourth annual. I've been there for all of them, and I can definitely tell you that the food is really good. There is going to be an art show at this deal. They're going to have a bike ride that's going to be out going towards Possum Kingdom. You're going to have 6-mile routes up to 83-mile routes. So it's not just for the faint of heart. It's for those that are serious and do this and like to ride bikes for a very long distance. That food truck deal, like I said, is going to be this weekend in Graham, Texas, June 2nd. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So anybody that's in the area that wants to go and have a good time this weekend and hang out with the kids and the family, you should pack up and head out to Graham. It's going to be a good time. Also coming up next weekend in Benjamin, Texas. Yes, I said Benjamin, Texas, that metropolis in northern Knox County. They're going to have the Ranch Rodeo. It's going to be June 8th and the 9th. They're going to have... that rodeo is going to start Friday night at 7 p.m. The wild cow milking, stray gathering, mutton busting, stick horse, cow ride. It's going to be a lot of fun on Friday and Saturday night. Y'all should get out.
All right, folks. After a little technical difficulty, we have Miss Lorna Ayers. Lorna, can you hear me?
I can.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You bet.
Well, you know, this is a very well organized, very well thought out, you know, specifically run show.
Yeah.
That anyway, so yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller and Travis Hawkins. We want to fill people in on the Fandangle. So
good.
How long has this been going on?
This is actually our 80th anniversary year. So we're pretty excited about that. It's been going on since 1938.
Good night. So how did all this come about? Because it is a huge event. The whole town gets involved. Everybody pretty much participates.
Yeah. It actually started out as a high school play. There was a teacher at Albany High School named Robert Nail. He is a native of Albany. He was Princeton educated and came back to Albany to teach. And the senior class came to him and said, we need a play for our senior class. And so he wrote a play called Dr. Shackelford's Paradise. And it used some history of the area and all. And it was so popular that they did it again and did it again. And then other people wanted to get involved in it. And so it literally became a community event that sprang from this play that was done.
Oh, wow, man, that's amazing, because it's turned into, I mean, like, people from all over the world come to see this.
They do.
I mean,
they
do. Literally, and it's a huge spectacle, and and stop me if I'm brutalizing the play, but for me, the first time I went, you know, of course, they had the Cowboys and Indians, they come through there, and it's all chaotic and a little scary, and then they dump out those ginormous Longhorns, like, right in front of you. And they're eating, they're grazing right in front of you, like 5 feet in front of you, and it's intimidating and it's all striking and tell us about that. Are you still doing the Cowboys and Indians race? I know we had an injury a couple years ago.
Yes, we you know, the word that describes especially the Longhorn scene is majestic, and
there
that sounds really corny, but seriously, if you've ever seen it, that's what it is. That's the best word to describe it. That is what makes Fandangle unique, is we have real live horses, real live cowboys. Those guys riding horses are not just weekend cowboys. They're real live cowboys. That's what they do for a living. And we have Indians, and we have guns going off. We have wagons that are authentic wagons. We have an authentic Army ambulance that comes out, and we have prairie schooners, and you know, that's the draw. That's the thing that's unique about the Fandangle, because people can go anywhere and see really excellent theater. I mean, it's brought literally to their handheld device, and but they come to the Fandangle because they're going to get something that they don't get every day, that they can't get on at a TV or even live theater. It's outdoors. It's in the shade, and it's nice and cool and beautiful and picturesque, and it has so much charm because it's all amateur, it's all volunteer. It's just a great time. You get caught up in it.
Well, what is your role in this, Lorna? Because it's such a huge event, and it's hard to describe over the radio, but you know, literally, like, you'll have a dozen Longhorn steers with 30-foot horns right in front of you, and then all of a sudden they disappear, and then they go into the next scene, and you're like, man, how are all these? Someone's organizing this.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts that go on with this, but. This is my second year as director. I was in the show for, oh my goodness, since 1982, I think was the first time I was in the show, or 81, I can't remember. And so this year is my second year as director, and I stepped into a well-oiled machine. There are people that have been doing this and a part of this since they've been kids and grew up being in the Fandangle and still want to contribute, and so they work backstage and they work in the booth with the sound and all that. And you know, they just know when it comes to Fandangle, they're ready to pitch in and help. And like you said, getting a herd of Longhorns from the back to the front onto the stage, get them rounded up again to go back up and get in the pen, that's not an easy task. So, but the guys are on horseback and they know what to do, and it's just amazing how it just all works together, and that's that community spirit that we really, really have in Albany.
It's one of the many things that makes Albany unique, and it's kind of a yearly flagship event for y'all, and not only for Albany but Shackford County and West Texas in general, and the big country. And it's so unique and so fantastic. We just would love to promote this and let people know it's going on. And you know, I mean, I don't know. I've got friends in Abilene that you mentioned it, and they haven't been, and I want to slap them.
I know, right? I say, how can you live 35 miles away and not have seen this?
Exactly.
You have to go.
Yep. So,
well, how do we get tickets? Do we go to a website? Do we call the chamber?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two ways that you can do that. You can go onto our website at www.fortgriffinfandangle.org, and buy tickets from there. We and you can print off your tickets and bring them with you and all of that. Or you can call the Fandangle office there in Albany. It's do you want the number?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, it's 325-762-3838. and you can talk to Meredith there in the office, and she'll sell you some tickets. Or, like I said, you can go online and you can pick out your tickets and print them off and everything from the comfort of your home. So,
awesome.
And it's a two-part play, and the play lasts how long?
Well, we started about 8:30, and because that goes into kind of like that undercover of night effect there.
Yep.
And it is ending about, it's about an hour and a half show, so it's not too terribly long. So around 10 o'clock, you'll be out of there, about 8:30 to about 10, so not too bad.
You can go shopping in Albany, all the great downtown shops. It's got the greatest downtown of all small town downtowns, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Every shop is full. They sell great stuff. It's all really unique. Old Jail Art Center, of course, the Beehive.
Yep, lots of good restaurants.
The Ice House. And they used to have kind of a parade, and they had a meal that you would buy, and I can't remember. I'm
drawing a blank.
I'm tearing that apart, trying to describe that. But it was out there in front of the courthouse. Do they still have that?
We don't have that anymore. We used to have barbecue years ago, barbecue on the courthouse lawn, but it was so hot that we moved it downtown to the Bank Park, where it's a little shadier. And we're going to have food trucks this year to have some meals. And, of course, there's the restaurants, like you said, in town. And we do have a parade. We have a parade the first Saturday of the show. So that will be the, let's see. Why am I blank? I see you're rubbing off on me.
The first Saturday will be the 22nd and the 23rd.
The 23rd, that first Saturday, is our parade day. So, and we have the restaurants and, like I said, the Beehive, and then we have a new little business in town called the Blue Duck. It's our little winery that we have there in town. So, anyway, lots and lots to do. We'll have kids events on Saturday, and so, anyway, it's a good family time.
How much are tickets, Lorna?
Well, they vary in price, and I'd probably be lying to you if I told you prices. So,
So the best place for people to go and find tickets is going to be at fortgriffinfandangle.org.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yes. Perfect place to get it.
Well, the tickets, whatever they are, they're not enough, and I think they probably go towards the preservation of Fort Griffin.
They go back into the expenses of the show, but we also give high school scholarships every year.
Okay.
So, that goes to the graduating seniors.
Well, fantastic. Well, Miss Lorna Ayers, second year director of the Fandangle, and that is no small task.
Makes you to feel.
Yeah, I know you've got lots of help and lots of people know what they do, but this is still a big production, and we thank you, and we thank all those volunteers that do this. This is something that separates West Texas from the rest of the world and separates Albany from West Texas. So,
awesome.
We thank you, Miss Lorna, and we will probably get you to do another shout-out when we get closer to showtime.
That'd be fantastic. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. How about that, Miss Lorna Ayers? I'm going to tell you something, folks. That is a huge production.
Yeah.
And it goes off without a hitch, just about every time. And it's a large-scale outdoor play. You're outside. It gets cool. It's about 8:30, and the sun's going down or has gone down, and it's beautiful. And those scenes were they used to have the Cowboys going 9-0 in one direction, and the Indians would be going in 9-0 in the other direction. They'd just barely miss each other.
Yeah.
And some years they'd rope a big old yearling out there, and then they'd run those Longhorn cattle out there, and they are a sight to see.
You bet.
We got somebody on the line that called into the show.
We got Kyle Everson back on the show this week.
Sweet.
Kyle is going to be on here. Kyle, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are y'all today?
Doing good. Thank you so much for visiting with us again.
Yes, sir.
You bet. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on next weekend there in Benjamin.
Well, we're having our 11th annual ranch rodeo Friday and Saturday. And we're doing a stray gathering on Saturday morning. Books open at 8, rope at 9 all day. And the ranch rodeo, it's got the cow milking the branding and the stray gathering. Then we have a sheep riding. Then we have a stick horse race for the little ones.
Yes, sir.
And then at the end of the rodeo, we have a wild cow riding.
Wait, back up. A wild cow riding?
Yes, sir. Who can ride the cow the longest out of the sheep gets a $100 bill. And we started this about 9 years ago, and the crowd loves it, and it gets pretty wild.
That sounds pretty entertaining.
Wait, is it taking you back to bad memories?
No. No, I that's got to be the absolute funniest thing of the entire night, is the wild cow riding.
And I tell you what, 1 year there was a girl, had shorts on, kicked her flip-flops off, got on this cow, and she won the cow riding.
Oh, I can ride that sucker. I can do it.
Yes, sir.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Kicked her old flip-flops off and just said, bye-ya.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty funny.
Wow. That, now I have to go.
It's real good watching. And our cow milking, we turn two cows out at the same time, and that's
a little different, too. That makes for bigger wrecks, and now you got two guys roping instead of just one in an arena to himself. Now, I bet that can cause a wreck or two.
Yes, sir, it sure can. It's a crowd pleaser. I mean, you might be milking your cow, and they've already milked the other cow, and she might come want to give you a kiss.
That's right.
it's pretty good.
Oh, man. So tell us a little bit. Y'all, the rodeo, it starts on Friday night, right?
Yes, sir.
It's Friday night at 7 p.m., right?
Yes, sir. And we'll have them three events, and the sheep riding and the stick horse race. And Saturday night, we'll have a bronc riding, and Mitch Terrell's furnishing the bucking horses.
Ooh.
And it'll be about 15 bronc riders, and it's pretty good bronc riding.
That's a good deal. So
yes, sir.
With the extra money and stuff that y'all make off of this rodeo, y'all kind of kick in and help out the local school there in Benjamin, right?
Yes, sir. We help the school out on different things when they need it, and we give a scholarship away every year, $1,000 scholarship. We've done it for 11 years, and that's just our appreciation to show that kid going to college that the Benjamin Rodeo Club's got his back.
You bet. That's a good deal. So, well, that sounds like it's going to be a really good time. And, Kyle, if they're going to reach out and, you know, there's some guys out there that want to throw together a four-man team and get in on this deal, who do they need to call to get a hold of and try to get signed up for this?
They need to call Amanda Novak.
Okay.
And I don't have her phone number. I think y'all have got it.
Yes, sir, we do.
At the station.
You bet.
Then they can call me, 940-655-8323.
That'll work.
Four-man teams, no other requirements than that. You get three other idiots to go with you, and they got a horse you can enter, right?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Then the ex-students are having a dance Saturday night. I think it starts at 9 o'clock, and the Sandbellies are playing, and it'll be good music.
You bet.
Sandbellies cow riding, girls cow riding. Double cow milking,
ranch bronc riding,
Mitch Terrell, TNT,
stick horse, mutton bussing, something for the kids.
Then the stray gathering Saturday morning.
Folks, if you horses and light wear a cowboy hat, then you need to be in Benjamin, Texas this weekend.
Next weekend,
that's what
it's
I said.
It's going to be a good rodeo.
Yes, sir, it will, and it'll be pretty cool there, I bet.
Yes, sir.
It'll be about 100 degrees, but that won't hurt nothing. Everybody
it'll be just right.
I think you can take a cooler with cans of fluid that'll keep you hydrated.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, thank y'all.
Kyle, we appreciate you coming on the show. And everybody, if you're going to be doing something next weekend or not, you need to get out there and go to Benjamin and see this deal.
I think he hung up on us. Well, there you have it. Rodeo in Benjamin next weekend. We'll have Turkey Creek Rodeo's having their play day. We'll probably bring you some more on the Fandangle, and we may have some other characters that have been in that too, pitching in on that. That's a big event. We may even see if we can't get some tickets and give away for the Fandangle.
Yeah.
And thank you to Randy Carson for giving us the cattle update. And I guess that's it, man.
Yeah.
Big shout out. Got to do this 15-year anniversary with my beautiful smoke show of a wife, Christy. I don't know how she's put up with me for 15 years.
That's a good question.
Thank you. She deserves a round of applause.
That's for Christy, not for you.
That is for Christy. Yep. Gonna go out tonight, get a little dinner. Maybe I'll get her a present or something.
There you go. That's maybe. Romantic.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm a romantic guy. How do you think I've kept that smoke show for 15 years?
I could say something horrible, and no, I'm going to keep
But my mom sends her a check every month, but I don't see what difference that
out
makes.
Out of all the times, Timmy, that would have been perfect for the crickets.
No.
You didn't hear me. My mom sends her a check every month.
She does?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, she doesn't. Tim, that was right over your head, didn't it, buddy?
She's like, I don't want Clay to live with me again.
Yeah. She's like, don't let him ever come home.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that's all good, right, man. 15 years. That's awesome.
15 years. I love you, Christy. I'm not sure what we're doing tonight, but I'll figure something out.
That's good. That's good.
It'll be a surprise.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Lots of events going on this weekend, next weekend. So if you've got
an event, let us know.
Yeah. If you got something you want to promote, please reach out to me or Clay on Facebook or Instagram.
And there's something going on in Coleman this weekend? Or is it next weekend?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I think.
I don't know. We need to find out. Come on, Tim. You're supposed to be looking at this stuff. So coming up this weekend... Thank you. And Graham is going to be the Food Truck Championship of Texas. Over 50 food trucks. Parker McCollum, Turnpike Troubadours concert, Saturday night, Graham, Texas. It's going to be a good time.
Yes. Big time, big time. Travis will be there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's pretty much a wrap today. So next weekend we got coming up the Benjamin Ranch Rodeo. Coming up and on the last two weekends in June is going to be the Albany Fandangle out at Fort Griffin. If y'all need more information on that, go to fortgriffinfandangle.org. Google it. You can buy tickets. Get ready for it. Thank you, Mr. Carson, Miss Lorna Ayers, and Mr. Everson for coming on the show today and visiting with us. Good times.
I wonder how rough old gal that was that got on that cow, kicked her old flip-flops off and got on it.
You mean how punchy?
Yeah, how punchy.
Pretty punchy. She needs spurs or anything. She said, here, hold these flip-flops. I'm going to do this barefoot, like they used to do.
Hold these bejangled flip-flops for me, and I'm going to go ride this cow.
Exactly.
I'm sure that was because of too many Slurpees.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It might have been heat.
One too many corn dogs.
Exhaustion or what do you call it when you're delirious from the heat?
Heat. Heat stroke.
See.
Yeah.
Yep.
Say.
Good times.
What is that symbol? What does that mean,
that's
Tim?
That's 10 seconds.
It's 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Okay, just so we know, 10 seconds. We used to end the show...